Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and this is The Uplift, a weekly devotional podcast for normal people who just need an extra boost. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is 2 Corinthians 4:16. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. A while ago, a couple years maybe, during a meeting of cancer support group, one of our people walked in and joked, "Dead man walking." Our guest that night was my colleague and lead pastor here, and in the awkwardly silent moments that followed, he responded, "Well, we all are, bud." That exchange has stayed right in the forefront of my mind for almost 2 years now, for so many reasons. But one, how blunt and honest people get when they can't lie about the reality of their life and death anymore. Two, how no one in the room knew the best way to respond when face-to-face with that kind of honesty. And three, what beautiful moments open up when we go there together. So the truth is, we're all terminal. Some people know when, most of us don't. But there is a freedom in and something really beautiful about those who have acknowledged this truth that they will die. That they are, as our dear friend said, dead men and women walking. I know. This is not a super fun thing to think about. In fact, most of us pretend it's not going to happen at all. But it is. We are aging, we are dying, some faster than others, but it is one of the few universally true things out there. And it would be really easy to let that be a discouragement, to give up hope, to stop working towards any greater good. What's the point if we're all just going to die, right? This verse from 2 Corinthians seems to be my go-to when I start to descend into nihilism and hopelessness, which, if I'm honest, seems to be a temptation more and more these days. This verse is a reminder that even though I'm not as healthy as I used to be, I'm not as young as I used to be, and sometimes I have close calls with scary and life-threatening situations, I don't lose heart. I don't give up. Because though my physical self is not what it used to be, my spirit is being daily renewed. Yes, I said it, spirit. That confusing thing that none of us want to talk about. We have all been given the Spirit. Over and over again in our worship services and scripture lately, we have been reminded of the universality of the Spirit and her action in us and in the world. And the presence of the Spirit is a promise that God is constantly at work within me and within all of us. The Spirit is at work. She makes my heart new. She makes my eyes see differently and my faith stronger. The Spirit is at work within all of you in these ways as well. So instead of the mere thought of death causing me to become paralyzed with fear, it gives me a sense of freedom, knowing that God is constantly at work within me, saving me, giving me new life, so I don't have to fear death. So let this be your reminder today to not lose heart, to not descend into negativity and hopelessness. Death is not something to fear or ignore or pretend away. It has lost its power. We have something within us more powerful than death. And that is something to hold on to. And when we go there together, when we walk through the reality of our life and death and faith together, beautiful things happen. So don't be afraid. Do not lose heart. As Paul says, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed by God day by day. The Uplift podcast you just heard represents a whole community of uplifters. People who are going through something difficult or have gone through something difficult, who needed something more than trite answers and cheesy cliches. This community now includes you. If you know someone who needs to hear something good today, please invite them into this little group of uplifters by passing it along. If you want more information, if you want to sign up for a weekly email or send me a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Lastly, a thank you to Nate Bergengren, who I am now bequeathing the title of podcast producer, for his work getting these recordings out into the internet by way of magic? I don't actually know how it works. And also for composing the music you hear at the beginning and end of each podcast. He's the best.